season for your kids. Gosh, you watch you, you know, in person a couple of times on your streaming a lot, and you finished with 16 wins this year. You battled with a lot of RPAC conference battles with the Whitings and Maywoods and teams like that. I would think this was a great season. Got to consider this a good one for your kids.
Yeah, it was like I said, we knew coming into the year that we were going to have to be defensively ready because just not having the height that we needed to go up with some of the big hitters in our conference. So I was really proud of the girls how the season ended.
And you played a lot of kids. I mean, you could rotate a lot of kids in the lineup at any certain time, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's one thing with this team. I try to tell all the girls, there's so much talent between all of them, and it's like pretty even keel. So I could trust any of them to go in and take care of the job. So
I mentioned earlier again that the battles with some of the RPAC conference schools, the Maywood Hay Centers and the Juanita Palisades, you met those teams on multiple occasions, and man, there was some ones that went three, and the others in the five set battle went all five sets. They were pretty fun to be involved in, aren't they?
Yeah, they were. They're a little heartbreaking because, you know, we got them in the beginning of the season, and then, you know, going into postseason, we were hoping for good outcomes. But, you know, both teams were working hard all season, so we knew that Juanita was going to be improving, and they worked hard, that's for sure. I can't say that they didn't leave everything on the court there at the postseason.
Going to say goodbye to a couple of seniors, a couple of young ladies who have played a lot for you over the past 4 years, haven't they?
Yes, yeah. Bianca and Katie Jureski, they both put in their time on the court for me, and it's going to be a little sad to see them go.
Because it seems like since freshmen, they have been in that lineup or been challenging for a lineup spot, haven't they?
Yes, yep. Yep.
But the cupboard is not bare, Coach, whatsoever. You got a lot of underclassmen that really showed a lot of promise this year, didn't they?
Oh, yes, yeah. I had Maddie Carlson and Reese Tina step in when we had our tournament down in Kansas, and they didn't miss a beat. They're, you know, that was really great for them to be able to step up and do that, like kind of prepare themselves for next year, get a little taste of what varsity games are like.
That Oakley, Kansas tournament has always been a good one for you. You can play more, four or five matches, more than what you see in Nebraska. But you've always done well, haven't you?
Yeah, we love going down to that tournament because, like you said, we get more games in, and I'm able to play some younger girls to give them some of that experience of a little faster game than just the JV. So, yeah, we really enjoy that tournament.
I know when you talk about the height and the size, there's nothing you can do about it because, you know, unless you're crossing your fingers from one year to the next, so the girls grow a little bit more, and you'll do that again this summer. Maybe when we come back over the summer months, you'll see a little growth spurt from some of these girls.
Right, yeah, and the girls are all great at getting in the weight room and working with Mr. Rath, and that helps our vertical. So that's kind of our goal this summer. And
well, the same group, a lot of those girls, again, coming back, Coach, should be in contention. That RPAC Conference West, some teams losing a lot of seniors, other teams. Don't be surprised. You're hoping that you're right in the thick of things again coming up next year.
Yes, yep.
And, of course, these girls are going to be fun to watch in basketball. That's what you want, is multi-sport athletes out there all the time, don't you?
Yeah, most of all the girls are going out for basketball. So that's something we talk about, how it builds them as an athlete to do all the sports.